to God a ransom for him. You know, there must be nothing more terrifying than for a family to have a loved one kidnapped, taken hostage, captured. It's happened down through history. A wee look online to see some of the various kidnappings, you know, in recent years and decades. Oil tankers have been taken hostage, or ships, or sometimes towns or cities. But usually we think of individuals. In modern times, not surprising the way that the Chinese economy has gone. And in modern times, the two highest ransoms ever paid were both paid in China. They were paid for industrialists and businessmen. I think I printed all of this out to bring it along, and I don't have it with me. I certainly don't think I have it with me. I was looking there before I stood up to speak. But from memory, one was $77 million. And the ransom was paid and the man was released. And not all that long after it, another industrialist was kidnapped. And this time it was nearly double. It was something like $131 or $132 million ransom paid. It then transpired that they had both been kidnapped by the same person, who was arrested, was tried, and in keeping with the penal code in China, was executed in the year 2000. And you sit there and you think, that's a costly ransom. That's a costly ransom. $130 million plus. Well, I had to look up my history because I did higher geography, not higher history. Richard the Lionheart was captured. The requested ransom was 150,000 marks. Some have questioned whether the full ransom was paid, but at least 100,000 marks were paid in 1194. Even 100,000 marks in 1194 would now be in the region of £2 billion. And he was released. The verse says here, no man can redeem the life of another or to give to God a ransom for him. Because the ransom wasn't being paid to the kidnapper. The ransom here is the ransom for a life. The ransom to set someone free. To remove from that person the weight and the punishment of their sin and the death that the sin leads to. And here in Psalm 49, the psalmist says, no man can redeem the life of another or give to God a ransom. The ransom for a life is costly. No payment is ever enough. But if no man can redeem the life of another, then who can? The whole theme of redemption is a theme that runs through the Scriptures. It's a theme we love. We sing, we have been redeemed. A price has been paid. Yet the Word here tells us no man can pay that price. And the glorious reality of the Gospel is yes, no man can pay that price. But God could. God could. The God-man, Christ Jesus, he paid that price. Just the verse before, it says, of those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches, they rest on their gold, they rest on their silver. You've heard me quote so often from 1 Peter, where it says, we weren't redeemed or ransomed with perishable things like silver and gold. No, but with the precious blood of a lamb. God paid the ransom in order that our sins might be forgiven. No one else can pay that price. No one else could offer that same thing, because in Adam, all died. Death comes to all. The only one who could pay that ransom was the one who never deserved death. The death of Jesus on Calvary's cross was not the punishment for his sins. It was the punishment for our sins. And therefore atonement is there for us through his shed blood. You know, the psalmist here in Psalm 49 sees quite clearly that no one could ever pay that price. No man could pay that price. Because as we sing at Easter time so often, there was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. He only could. You know, the psalmist continues. And he speaks in rather somber terms as the psalm progresses of the reality that death indeed comes to men. But then in verse 15, the last verse we read this evening, we find a glorious note of hope, because he says, but God will redeem my life from the grave. He will surely take me to himself. You know, there at Heathfield Nursing Home this afternoon, we were reminded of the story of Job. And there, as it were, as Job's situation becomes as desperate as it could possibly be, when it seems to Job all hope has gone, what does Job, as it were, cry out in exclamation? I know that my Redeemer lives and on the earth one day shall stand. He knows. He knows there is a Redeemer. He knows there is someone who will bring life. God will redeem my life from the grave. He will surely take me to himself. You know, friends, as I looked back through the history of kidnappings and ransoms, from time to time you'll hear an account of the ransom being paid, but the freedom never being given. As recently as this past April, 83-year-old priest in Mexico kidnapped. A ransom demanded, the ransom paid, and then his body found. Why do I mention that? What greater tragedy than for a ransom to be paid, but the freedom that ransom has purported to purchase doesn't come. Friends, I want to remind you this evening that the ransom that Christ paid, the ransom where we're told the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. That many is a multitude that no man can number. It's the number of the redeemed from all the ages. And the glorious truth is that not one of that number will be lost. Not one. Everyone who is ready and willing to trust the Lord Jesus as their ransom knows, can be sure, can be certain that He will redeem their life from the grave. This is our hope. He will redeem my life from the grave, says the psalmist. He will surely take me to Himself. He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by His precious blood. The ransom has been paid. The price is paid, as we sometimes sing, so let us enter into all that Jesus died to make our own. As we come to the table this evening, friends, as we come to the bread and wine, let us do remembering and giving thanks that Jesus died. He has paid the price. And through our trust in Him, heaven's door is open. He will redeem our life from the grave and take us to Himself.